slot. And the chorus goes like this.
Show them around the world. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 106. And that was a long beginning. That was Dio Shmolly with When Will I Be Supermassive? That's Muse, Supermassive Black Hole versus Bross. You'll hear more from Bross later, Snigger. And then before that was Team 9 with Big School, Hot Chip versus Peter Gabriel. And then before that, I had to play it because I'm listening to the Pulp Peel sessions. That was Pulp, The Fear from This Is Hardcore, the criminally underestimated This Is Hardcore album. And those three songs come courtesy of the kind of weirdness that's been the last week or two. Not really much into it because I think you probably covered that in the last show, and that over with. We've got a lot in this show. We've got stuff from the French Bastard, which had just gone on the Saturday, which we had DJ Zebra, Loon Pasido, and Komar, Totom, Cheeky Boy. I've probably forgotten, and several bands. I've probably forgotten millions of other people DJing. And I've got interviews with the Who Boys, Mike and Johnny Cartel, who are Ambassador. And I've got news about where the new venue is, when it's roughly going to happen, and also what was in or is in the Bastard special. I see I've got all these exclusives, you see, and I've also got interviews with Who Boys, because Who Boys were interviewing Loon Pasido and DJ Zebra for their show, which might appear, bits of that might appear in future shows, because it was kind of it was supposed to be a collaboration, but I turned up late, as you do. But I've got interviews with Komar and Totom, and maybe some music from them, and definitely some music from DJ Zebra later on in the show. And just loads of really good bootlegs. This is more of a bootleg show because I sort of, my influence of the show is very low on the bootleg edge. So yeah, it's been good. The French Bastard was very, very good, despite the venue being shit, which has been discussed and will be discussed in the interview. A lot of very good music. I really enjoyed Komar's set. I really enjoyed DJ Zebra's set and Totom's set. I wasn't so much into Loon Pasido. It was a bit too hard. Sort of hard French filtery house with bootlegs thrown in sort of thing, which is kind of alright, started off alright, but then I was a bit like something's constantly going do 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 do, it's like nah. But DJ Zebra is absolute nutter on stage, sort of dancing and jumping up and down onto the stage, and even performing with I think it was La Faze, who were doing sort of like a drum and bassy thing. So it was almost like, I can imagine if the French scene's anything like that, that the Parisian scene is kind of a bit like Booty in San Francisco in its insaneness, and those sort of doing. Zebra was performing on stage with a microphone along with a band as well, and they were sort of doing live mashups as well. So that was very cool. I say it was good to see them all again. I hadn't met Totom before, but I met Komar. I'd come to some of the Bastards and meet Loon Pasido and DJ Zebra again, though I didn't get to speak as much with DJ Zebra and Loon Pasido as I really, really should. What else has been happening? Probably the big news. Well, there's two pieces of big news. One is not so great. It's the Eclectic Kettle has been cancelled for the 3rd of February, so I put a notice on the blog, but I thought I'd mention it here. Sadly, it's a double booking from the venue. I might be going down there for March the 10th. I need to sort of think about logistics and what I'm doing and check that I'm not double booked. Then, but good news is I am DJing in Second Life. Yes, I know you're all switching off now thinking, geek, 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 geek. And at the Parkade Club, which is Andy Churchill's club, Andy Asylum in the game. Oh, it's not really a game, is it? And I'm in there as DJ No Ulysses. But search for the Parquet Club. I'm playing there 2 to 4 p.m. PST, which is basically the time which Second Life is, you know, has. It's all in Pacific Standard Time, which equates to 10 to 12 on a Monday night. So I did a really good set. I had French bloke and a few other people turn up, and that was very enjoyable. I kind of went from bootlegs to silly stuff like Bangra, sort of R.D. Burman, sort of Northern Soul, Shirley Ellis type stuff, to drum and bass, and went quite ravey at one point, and then back sort of down sort of more sort of bootlegs and electro type stuff, data rock and CSS and the like. So, and it looked at a few retro tunes like Sparks thrown in. So I think I was quite proud of the set. It worked really well. So come along. It's called Cruise Control. That helped choose the name. It's in the Pontiac area, so it's good of Andy's got it for free, the club for free from Pontiac. So he's trying to build that. And my first DJ gig getting paid, my first DJ gig in Second Life getting paid, which is, I know, is a bit different. But no, it's very good. I posted the links to where this SL URL to actually find the place, or search for Parkade. That's Parkade, and come along on a Monday night, and also you can listen on the feed if you are SL phobic. Sounds like SL2, doesn't it? You can actually listen on, you know, Winamp or something like that. It's you know, there is an MP3 feed, and you're quite welcome to do that as well. But it'd be good to see you drop along. So that's kind of a happy news, hopefully I'll be DJing in Bristol at some point. So that's the main thing. As I said, had these interviews at the Provincial Bastard. Oh, and the other thing as well, you probably noticed a change. I didn't have an ident. I've decided to drop the format. I decided to drop any idents and any jingles, and try not to edit, which when you're losing your voice is probably not a good thing to decide. I'll edit the interviews. For various reasons, I think generally I just don't want to edit. I got very much down about where the podcast was going, and hence the choice of some of the songs in this show and last show, and later on, and about what I want to do. And I think the thing is that I want to sort of, I think two, I said 2007 is the year of change, especially within the podcasting community, I think in general in the UK, but also with me. And I do think that I need to make it more informal and less formatted, and just play good music and not really stress out about editing loads of ominous. And I'm trying to make it so I can do this live. At the moment, I have to edit it because I'm anal about my voice being at least compressed and all the levels are sorted out. But I'm thinking of getting an external piece of kit to sort that out, because that would be my ideal, which is basically record it. You know, just kind of MP3 it and chuck it up, and I don't have to stress about anything else. That would be very, very good. So I'm going to play a few tunes, and then we'll go into the interview with Who Boys, Komar and Totom. I think I pronounced that right. I hope so. Who are all really, really nice people, and it was good to see them again and interview them. I got filmed by VJ Codec while he was there, and we're talking about Optimo and various things. Interesting post about Optimo I've just put on the blog. It'd be interesting if they read it. about the certain record cover of theirs, which came out at the end of 2005, but I'd only discovered, I think it was in San Francisco, I found it last year, and it was a bit like, this is very similar. But anyway, so I'm going to play a really good remix, which I got from one of the blogs. Unfortunately, blog is down, so I can't actually tell you which one it was. I'll hopefully put it on the post. Oh, and the other thing as well is posts. I'm going to stop deep linking to stuff because it's not really right. And also, there's just been this Texas thing about not deep linking to files. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to link to people's sites so you can still find their work, hopefully. And I'll try and link to where the MP3s are, but I'm not going to deep link. So I think at some point, someone's going to kick up a fuss about it, about their bandwidth and shit. So this is a really good remix of Pop Life, sort of Prince classic. It's cool. It's a fresh dance mix, and it's very, very good.
Love it. DJs. Here we go!
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Here we go.
Questions.
I don't write questions down. Anyway,
you're mentally more agile than me.
No, it's because I got no fucking clue.
Okay.
So this is Tim from Radio Clash, and I'm here at 93 Feet East with the Who Boys and Toe Tom.
Sock it to us, Timbo.
So that's the Who Boys, and also John Shed.
Hello, Tim. How are you? Nice. Thanks.
So it's we've got Brian and we've got Mark of the Who Boys and we've got Toe Tom.
Hello.
Toe Tom.
And are we also being filmed?
Oh, being filmed by
VJ Codec. And you've got a gig on with VJ Codec and EBC, don't you?
And EBC on February the 3rd, Saturday.
First weekend.
Beginning at 8 p.m.
Feb.
And we're going to rock and clap them until it's all clapped out.
The only problem being, of course, that Tim has a show.
Yes.
The 3rd of February. He's going to be stealing half of our audience.
Bollocks.
You realise that, don't you?
He's going to take all the fans.
What, to Bristol?
Oh, no, it should be alright.
He's going to edit all this out, isn't he? Yeah.
I've got a show in Bristol, but I don't think bootleg fan in Bristol, in London, in Bristol, are they?
Hey, do you have a concert that weekend, the 3rd of February?
No, I don't.
Well, you're okay then. Come to ours. Ooh. Not Tim's.
Come to ours.
It's better.
Come to London, not Bristol.
We provide free cocaine for all the audience. Okay.
Quality. Yeah, I'll hold you on that. Yeah,
as long as no more than
yeah,
four
well,
people.
Well, you'd be in Bristol, mate, so you won't
and
get
usually, anything. It's usually about a crack past your four. So, yeah. It's enough to go around. No, half a gram.
And it's good quality stuff. You know, John Shed knows some of the most vicious criminals in London.
I thought you were one of the vicious criminals in London.
Well, that's how he knows.
So we're here at the French Bastard, or what? But it's the second French Bastard, and we're going to have you just interviewed Lou Impostito and DJ Zebra. You bastard!
We have, but I'll be making those recordings available to you, Tim. I have to say, I'm still shaking. I'm emotionally moved. I feel like I've just been on a roller coaster. I've been through an epiphany, a tidal wave, and starvation all at the same time. I feel fab.
So a normal Saturday night for you then?
No, they're usually quite boring. No, these, you know, Lou Impostito, DJ Zebra, and Totem. And this is amazing.
And Komar. Don't forget Komar. I met Komar. Komar. He's the one with striped shirt.
All right.
He was there for the Last Bastard as well.
It's just an honour to meet these fantastic Bastards. French bootleg artists, because you know these guys are at the forefront. They're very exciting.
Well, I've noticed that there's been a lot going on in the kind of French house scene, apparently, which I don't know very much about. Do you know much about the French house scene and dance scene, what's going on there?
The French?
Well, I kind of heard that there's been a lot going on. Like, is it Sebastian and people like that?
Oh, yeah, the French house.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really into house music or even dance music, in fact.
Ah, so you're a bootlegger. What kind
I'm kind of bootlegger who started making bootlegs with behind his computer. And then coming slowly to DJing.
I don't know. Did you start with computer, just doing using a computer, and the DJing came second, or you were already live band?
Well, we started off originally, Tim, rocking hard every night. In front of live audience. Shut up.
No, but,
I told you, we're going to give a
let's
proper
get back
interview.
How it
don't fuck
no,
about.
How it really began, though.
He's getting on my tits already.
No, with
you?
Wood. With wood and
oi,
stick.
Oi. I'll referee this interview.
Right, if I can just fucking say this, right. We started off in a rock band rocking in front of crowds in Tokyo. It was hard work, it was sweaty, it was dirty, it was noisy, and it was badly paid. And then we got sick of it, so we started working on computers and did a bootleg album.
Yeah, but you got a wife out of it, didn't you?
I've had a few wives in my life, Shed.
Yeah.
I don't need music to get me a wife. Yeah. Christ, all I need to do is fart to get a wife. <In Ada.
laughs> Can I quote you on that?
I'll tell you, any more women who want to get married, I'm already married, so you can't touch me now.
You could get into having multiple wives. You could sort of move to Montana.
Could, but believe me, no, I'm not going to go down that route.
He's happy in Hackney.
Happy in Hackney. No, and now all I do is I consort
Utah,
with friendly prostitutes. If I want some sexual fun.
That's no way to call bootleggers prostitutes.
Yeah, but you know, Mark Vidler, he was a fab prostitute. He was great. And I'll tell you what, he's coming down tonight, Mark Vidler.
Is he?
Yeah. He's an Arsenal fan. That's the only thing I don't understand about him. But the rest of it, I really respect. I think it's fantastic.
I was supposed to interview him, I think that was 2005 and I didn't.
Well, hey, you can interview
him. Yeah, I was supposed to interview him here.
You can interview him tonight, Tim. You want to interview him, I'll tell you, that man is good fun. He's a great sport. You know, he was on our show. Have you heard that show?
Yes, I have.
He's bloody good fun. He's a good sport. He joins in. He's great.
Even though he did try to, touch me before the show.
He did fiddle with you.
That's the irony, you see. John claims he was touching John up before we started, but the thing is, I quite...
like the thought of him,
because his beard is so rugged.
But I've got a problem with that show. You call him the bearded bishops with bootlegs, and I was there first.
Yeah, I know.
How dare he steal my?
Yeah, I know. The
thing is, with Vidler, he got a track on Blondie's Greatest Hits. So I mean, he is the bish. You know, he's the bish.
He likes to bash the bishop.
If he's the bish, then no's the king. You know
what I mean? Yeah, of course. You get to be the
checkmate.
King.
Checkmate. No, end of interview. Can I go now?
It doesn't rhyme with beard. Can I have alliteration?
I'm not feared. I've got a beard. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Okay, we've got to think
feared,
of a name
now.
We've got to think of a moniker for
you,
Mr. DJ. No, no.
Bastard.
No. We're not going down the bishop route. Is he the clothed cardinal of...
He's the bearded monk of mashup.
Ah, yes, I like
alliteration there. We need the...
Monk of mashup?
Monk of mashup.
Oh, I see. He's the
messianic monk of mashup. the mental muller of mashup.
Muller?
The mullers are all right, you know.
Oh,
they've got beards.
He's the Masonic mashup monk.
I like
monk
that.
Monk
of Manhattan.
Of music.
When you move over there. Yeah.
In his own way.
Yeah.
So, Totem, what are you going to be playing tonight?
In fact, I'll be playing mostly tracks from my next concept album.
Oh.
That's been heard by only Happy Fews, French mostly. And sometimes tracks that quite worked on Jaibo, like I Can Trick, will be part of this album. Okay. That's because of this kind of track. I inverted the process of bootlegging that mostly puts R&B a cappellas over rock instrumentals, and as with the DVD sources and some things like that, I had enough rock a cappellas to put it over hip-hop instrumentals or maybe more electronic. Right.
You're not using any Genesis, are you?
Yeah. I will use one. Yeah. But my mashup is better than this song.
What about Fleetwood Mac?
I can't bear this song, but when I made it.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. His hands and seal his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain.
So what's next for the Who Boys?
Well, Tim, we've got an album called The Good, The Bad and The Who Boys.
I've heard a few secret tracks. I might play one of them.
Ooh, wouldn't mind that. That'd be all right. Yeah, we've got this album coming up with... I can't talk about the BBC, can I?
Don't. Okay. I won't say it. Just leave it open like that.
Potentially big things. Think Who Boys, think BBC, think about
That's
2 months from now. That's all I can tell you. Ooh, something is cooking.
King, isn't it?
No, it's
a cappella.
I thought it means without backing.
Well, it's Latin, isn't it?
It's Latin.
Well, it doesn't matter what it means. We know what it means.
Or singing on your own. I mean, it's either singing on your own or without backing.
A cappella, yeah.
I've got a dictionary here.
Yeah, we want to know
singing alone.
Yeah, do you know what karaoke actually means?
What does that mean?
It means empty orchestra in Japanese. Isn't that beautiful? That's poetic.
It should mean looking like a prick.
Speaking of pricks, do you know what the Japanese word for wanking is?
No,
zenzuri. It means 1,000 rubs. Is that beautiful or what? I tell you, the Japanese language is so poetic, it's unbelievable.
I tell you, if it was 1,000 rubs, I'd go to bed about 6 in the afternoon, in the evening.
Yeah, I mean, you'd never finish.
I'd be asleep by 10.
Yeah, because you're a 20 rub a day man, aren't you?
If that.
Look, there you go.
You like rubber then?
Hang on a minute. That was 3.
I like the fact it was. Is it in French? Is it orgasm means le petit mort, the little death? Or something.
You're always going to bring down to sex, haven't you, Tim?
Orgasm in French? It's orgasm.
Oh, okay. Because I thought there was a euphemism for it. Le petit mort. Yeah. Little death.
Little death.
Because
the idea of when you get to the extreme point of ecstasy, it's like dying.
A little part of you dies.
But actually, it's actually physically true, because what happens is that one time in your life, all of your bodily functions stop, is when you orgasm.
Also, when you sneeze.
Yeah, I think everything
stops. Which is why they say, God bless you.
That's about the plague. Stops. That's nothing to do with it.
Because they thought you were going to die, because sneezing was indicative of...
Of having the
death,
plague.
Of imminent death.
No. This came from the Great Plague in Britain.
No, I know.
In French, you say to your wish, then to your lovers, to your... I don't remember which one. I don't have enough as asthmatic friends.
One never should.
I'm asthmatic.
Hello. You have one, but I'm
friendly. Oh, I have one.
Yes. Politeness.
We talk about mashups, or we can talk about sex. I know what I'd rather talk
Let's
about.
Let's talk about mashing sex up.
What do you mean?
Mash my sex up.
What, you're going to have different partners on top of different people?
No, let's just talk about...
So what would be the best mashup sex act you could do?
Mine would probably be... mashup
Whitney Houston and some random sort of...
Wilford Bramble. Person.
What would be the best mashup sex you could ever conceive of? Go.
Mash my sex up.
Mash my sex up.
Probably, what's his name? Rolf Harris's Three Little Boys and Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
That's revolting, Shane.
That should be for the Valentine's.
God save us all from that. Did you ever hear Rolf's version of Hello Darkness, My Old Friend?
No, I haven't.
It's brilliant. It goes like this. I can do it because I listen to it
obsessively.
Hello
darkness, my old friend.
No, he goes, hello darkness, my old friend. Genius.
Here comes Komar. I don't know if he wants to be interviewed there.
John, please.
Oh, good. Well, better than Shed.
Better than John Shed, definitely.
I forgot to say the name of my album will be Bootwards, for bootlegs backwards.
Bootlegs.
So, what's the concept, though?
Yeah, it's making, it's putting rock a cappellas over...
Oh, okay, so there isn't like a... It's just a kind of concept turning upside
down. That is the backwards thing, because usually it's hip-hop over rock.
Yeah.
Hip-hop vocals.
Very offended. Don't make you fall asleep.
Still it.
Yeah, all right.
That's a very good idea. Yeah.
I've just, comment.
I mean the fact that you've got like rap a cappellas over rock. It's
which we've never done.
No, you always cut it up and mess around with it if you do.
Pretend to be clever.
We experiment extensively. We, we're the Jackson Pollocks of mashup.
So we've got
make of that what you will.
So basically, you throw loads of things at a canvas and whatever sticks. So it's what I call the infinite monkeys method, which is what I do. Yeah, which is basically you just keep trying until something.
Actually, I'm going to say this on Radio Clash. It needs to be said, because Tim won't say it himself, that the Super Cali Breaks is one of the best bootleg tracks ever created by man or fish, anything, it's a fantastic track. Massive respect to you for that, Tim. I know you're going to include this bit in. So how not to get edited? Pay Tim a compliment.
I know, but I'm just not used to it. I'm just taking it. So
I know
I'm going to switch to Kumar. So you're playing tonight?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I hope. I think so. I think you are. You're on the bill. So what kind of music are you playing tonight?
I still don't know. I've got many musics, many things I found on Gaibo. I'm not playing lots of mine stuff, because it's not really meant to be played in clubs. It's not very dancey, so I prefer playing other people's stuff.
Well, I mean,
I've got some Western stuff, disco dance stuff. We'll see. It depends on the crowd.
I mean, that's what you know, Eric Clapton always said about his stuff. And it's not danceable, but some of it is. But yeah, I mean, you can always tweak it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so what's the future plans for Coma?
Oh, the future plans of Coma.
More bootlegs.
I wish I could do more bootlegs, but I have plenty of ideas and not enough time to make them.
Yeah.
Right now in France, we've got many talented bootleggers, and we are trying to unite them, to make things all together. And it's not official yet, but it will be announced tomorrow. We are doing a big bootlegger stuff next February. It's on the 16th of February.
Is this kind of like a bootleg festival, or is it like a bootleg army?
It's that kind of stuff. Will be 10 bootleggers from everywhere in France. It seems that people are discovering bootlegs just right now. It's really big, but yes, just now.
They know Zebra. In France, they know Zebra, but
they know Zebra, they know Luan Placido, but a little bit Moule. It's going to be massive. So if that party next month is going well, we should launch a monthly event in Paris, and of course you will be invited.
Cool. So it's almost like a bootleg Woodstock, because you can have all of you, I assume, will be on that bill.
Sorry?
Will all the French bootleggers, or at least all the Parisian bootleggers, be on that bill pretty much? Is it going to be like DJ Moule, DJ Zebra, Lumcido, everyone?
No, for that first one, we booked every independent bootleggers. All the money will be raised for a foundation.
Yeah.
So with the small budget we have, we had to...
It's a student...
Yeah, it's a student project.
Yeah. But it's good that in France there's becoming a big following for bootlegs. Because in England, they're apathetic. There's not the same audience. The English are very blasé, they don't care.
Well, the bust happened here the boom and bust happened in 2001, 2002. So there was a lot of press, and it was all very trendy press, you know, Hoxton type thing. And then what happened is that everyone went, oh, that was so last year. And so it's gone underground for the last four or five years.
That was before the Who Boys.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
It's a different world now.
It is. It is different, actually.
It's a different industry. I mean, we've revolutionised it. So they should get interested again. So we need to go to France. So we'll be appreciated.
Or America. Artists, you know,
or America.
American artists, the way they got appreciated, Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, where did they go? London, Paris. Time for us to go to Paris to be appreciated.
You're very welcome.
For fuck's sake.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, Tim, I really like having interviews with you.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. And I like your hat as well.
I'm wearing my pirate hat, and also wearing my Banksy pirate.
Rock and roll.
My pirate t-shirt.
I'll tell you what Lemmy said, and this is legendary rock and roll poetry. That's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. Think about it.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
Eh?
What was that about, though?
That was a rock and roll philosophy in a 3-minute song. It was genius.
Yeah.
Lemmy is not just a rocker. He's an artist. He's a poet. Lemmy.
So I think we're all getting a bit cold. Probably should wrap up this interview for a moment.
Cheers, thanks a lot, bye.
Yeah. run. So thank you the Who Boys. Thank you, Coma.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sutton.
Thank you.
Did I pronounce that right?
Sutton.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my life. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Ooh! Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This painted love you give, I give you all a boy can give you. Oh, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love.
I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't play that way. Once I ran to you, now I've run from you. This hated love you've given, give you all a boy can give you. I'm getting wise and I feel some bohemian like you.
Teenage
you
love.
I want to please.
Teenage
love. Casual, casual, easy friend.
Teenage love.
As it is for me.
Teenage
just
love.
Like you, yeah, I like you.
Teenage
and
love.
Feel some bohemian like you.
Teenage
and I
love.
Like you. Yeah, I like you,
Tina.
And I feel well.
Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you, though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love.
Yes. better dance now. Yeah.
So it's me, Tim from Radio Clash, and with the two Cartel guys, Cartel Mike.
Hello.
Cartel Johnny.
Hello.
Hello.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bien.
Yeah, ça va bien, merci.
Il y a une question pour toi, Michel. Ça c'est le Cartel, c'est la dernière soirée.
Ouais,
d'accord.
You could be swearing in French, for all I know. Right, French, all I know is où est la plume de ma tante.
Dans ma derrière.
Dans la piscine.
Ah oui, oui, oui. Ah, je ne sais pas.
That's all I know of French. So, we're at the French Bastard, and you've got, was it, I'm trying to remember everyone, you've got Lumpsido.
Yeah.
DJ Zebra.
Yeah.
Komar.
Yeah.
Totom.
Yeah.
Have we got everyone?
Cheeky Boy.
Cheeky Boy, who you didn't know what he looks like.
Still don't know. It could be him sat at the bar right now, and we don't know.
In fact, it could be one of us in disguise.
Yeah, there, I think.
Are you a cheeky boy?
Really?
Oui.
Already?
Non, c'est ça que Gérard.
Oui. Gérard! Nice to meet you. Michel.
So where's Bastard going next?
Bastard is going to the Macbeth on Hoxton Street, which has been bought, which is a great pub, which has loads of big nights in it already.
It's almost Shakespearean, Michael, that Bastard is going to Macbeth.
It is, yeah. Where for art thou, Bastard? Yeah, it's going to Macbeth on Hoxton Street because Mark and Harry are the only guys that could ever own a night that we want to do.
They're the guys from the Asylum.
They have bought the Macbeth, so we are going there next month.
Brilliant,
and this
brilliant.
Is it, and we're out of this fucking hellhole. And I can't wait.
Yeah, so I must say the 93 Fit East, I kind of had brief conversations with Mark, who used to be here, yeah. And they seem to be rather chaotic.
There's nothing necessarily against this place per se. I think a lot of places down here would probably run like this, but we're too old and too used to Asylum to get used to it.
Yeah, yes, certainly. I mean, what do you think of the previous Bastards who've been here? Have they kept the Bastard vibe?
The first two
the dance floor's been... Sorry, go on.
No, no, you, please.
The dance floor's been very, you know, different to what's been going on behind the scenes. I mean, the organisation, which is always down there, Mike, because I'm far too lazy and don't know anyone. And it's... The dance floor's been fine. Everybody's been standing on tables. Mates have come over. Mates have come over. Everyone's been jumping up and down. The tunes have been good. The guest DJs we've had have been outstanding. They've had a different environment they've had down at the Asylum. Instead of the, you know, crushed in, bad sound, lazy, everybody in each other's faces, everyone's had a bit of space. There's been a you know, elevation between it. I remember, you know, Josh's night down here on our opening, the first night we played down here, was just incredible. Yeah. It was a rave night like Bastard, you know, would long to have had the space to do. You know, we actually got about another 120 people down here that we would love to have had bigger parties down at Bastard. You know, I remember the night we did up at Mare Street, you know, was the only other venue. Yeah. Bastard in the UK he's played in.
Yeah.
Well, I say the UK, I mean London. Because we have played other places. But, you know, Mare Street, 93 and the Asylum were the only places.
The first two, 93, were brilliant. And then the third one, people got bags nicked. Someone got his camera nicked.
Yeah, heard
they fucked up the names on the door. The guest list went wrong. No one got in. And it's just then it suddenly hits home that for no matter how good your DJ is, no matter how good the setup is, the sound is, with all your mates are in the same room, if it's all a complete nightmare getting to that stage, then fuck it, what's the point?
Well,
because that's really important. I think that is really important. Who runs the place sets the vibe in a way that no matter how good your DJ is, if the place isn't run by the right people. Oh dear.
Oh, he's got a foreign accent.
And you, what's that? 4.5 minutes into the interview. And Johnny calls Mike Jade.
there's going to be headlines about this in India or somewhere or here. Or That is good news that she got checked out, though.
It's fucking great. I spent my money on it.
Whereas I didn't vote because I just thought, oh, fucking hell. It's just obviously a
TV, I think, that's show. For the greater good of the British nation, it was a good exercise. I wouldn't change it. I think that's there's a lot of thick twats that watch Big Brother will know better now.
Yeah, but the scary thing is you've got like Gordon Brown and Tony Blair talking about a fucking TV show.
Yeah, true.
Which is just like, that is the...
Probably not quite as scary as 18% of the nation voting for Jade last night. Shilpa only got 82% of the vote. Can we introduce you to Barney? Barney's a cartel's manager, local businessman.
You're a local businessman.
So stop slagging off my hood. Was it in your mould? Get probably a bit pissed off about the fact that a billion people watched it last night because the press coverage they got.
Yeah, and then they had to give their money to charities.
Oh, they had to give away,
Jake.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
It's all our viewers, all our listeners in San Francisco.
Just McCarroll.
It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's just McCarroll, isn't he? He owns 15% of Endemol.
That's going to be nothing, either.
He's the dad of the person that plays Lucy in British Office.
Yeah.
I think I find Carrot offensive being ginger.
You don't like Chris Evans either.
That's actually some form of racism existing at Endemol before the latest few hours.
Like I said, you're like Jade, Mike.
I am, yeah.
Obviously, he is famous in space.
Because you were on a panel with Basil Getz.
I was on a panel. I was in a conference room yesterday, and he was giving his speech about the future of digital TV. And he'd been snuck in the room with like a shack over his back, and he came in and he had security with him, and he just knew what was going to happen. And sure enough, like 15 minutes into his speech, doors crashed open.
Crash!
Sun in the mirror, and it's what do you say about this and that? And the news was broken to him about losing the Carphone Warehouse sponsor, and he didn't know about it, which was fucking gold. So I sat back expecting a boring work day. In actual fact, it was.
I didn't realise
that's got nothing to do with Bastard anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
But this is the last one here. We will never do it here again because it's just not enough. Never say never, but the next Bastard. Well, that's not. Yeah, we're playing. The next Bastard.
Oh, yeah, playing. Yeah. Is it a Bastard night or is it sort of Cartel?
Well, everywhere we go is Bastard.
It's a mini Bastard. I noticed that when you played.
That's a fact.
When you played the Radio Clash night. Is that there is a certain kind of thing that comes round, a bit like, you know, like Rich's dad.
Yeah,
there's a certain slight mania. There's slight mania that comes round.
Yeah, we like to think we can bring a bit of craziness wherever we go.
You definitely. Good.
Ghost asked Hicksville.
And are we all
the graffiti?
Yeah, we were sort of backstage, and it's covered in graffiti. Fucking bears, apparently. Something I'd like to.
You
do.
Have to tell us about that too.
Menswear,
yeah, as well. Sex face. It's just a bit bizarre, really. And they're trying to go for that sort of cosmopolitan sort of bands obviously come in here in graffiti vibe.
Sure,
typical example of like people vandalizing cubicles. Who has a pen with them when they go to the toilet?
So you're playing up in Nottingham in
Thursday
night?
If the car gets there.
What date is that?
24th.
Hopefully it'll be out before then.
Yeah.
You're playing with... You're doing with Pirate, aren't you?
Yes.
Pirate Sound System.
Nottingham Ambush at the Social on Thursday night.
I would love to be there. It's a bit of a long schlep.
I'm sure it'll be fun. And then keep peeled for... the announcement of a new Bastard at a new venue, a proper new home in February for something. And
I'm not strictly, you know, is that actually going to happen?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
If I remember, we saw them, but until we put a needle on a record, I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen.
You absolutely guaranteed a night there.
Is that Cartel Chaos again?
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
Idea.
Exactly.
I think we've got to tell them it's not going to happen.
Why? I'm more excited when he does.
But I totally agree with the whole thing about the stress about the night, because I had the same thing with Mutant. I won't really go into the details why, but for various reasons, it was just a paid night. I made money, but it was just fucking annoying.
Would you rather give the whole lot of the money away to somebody who cared about the money?
I would much rather have done the Radio Clash nights, where I went at the end of the night. I was really big high. It was really good on both of them, and I didn't make any money, but I ended up with less stress, and I was happy. Absolutely. And everyone was happy, and it wasn't this thing where I have to like clear up at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. And then
you walk out the door when you're too shit faced.
Well, that's
you
it.
Can,
that's
you can put your, or you can stay to the end. I mean, that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter what the fucking mess is. It doesn't matter anything. But at the end of the day, the bar that you do that sort of free night in, or the warehouse, or whatever you do, everyone understands the mess is going to happen, this, that, and the other, but nobody has to stress about it. You walk out of work, everybody leaves the area they're in, comes back, plays the records, have the party, nobody's worried about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's down to, you know, I think that the atmosphere in Bastard over the last 6 years, no fights, okay, one fight. What was the fight? That was, the fight was when the Swedish... when the Swedish film crew came and we had the free bread night. We had the bread party.
Oh, they were throwing bread.
There was a fight.
I missed that one.
No, there was a couple of fights.
That was the only major
fight, and the fight happened, and you get 120 people in a room where 80 people can fit, and it was like...
It's brilliant.
And 14 people fell over, and everyone fell into like beer dough on the floor. Yeah. And that was that, but... You know, but that's what I'm saying. There's no stress. There's no expectation. And everything that when you walk in there, it's free. And everything above that level, you know, is there for you.
And the only time we ever put our hands in our pockets was to get people like French Bloke, almost easy, or people, you know, we would happily. Yeah. Mm. For me and Johnny to have a great night ourselves, we'd stick in 100 quid each and pay for the flights. You know, that happened loads. Anyone that came, like the French guys, and they came in the first time, we'd never go and see Harry and Mark and say, oh, we're going to pack this place out, let's have some money. The minute you start talking money with a bar owner, your relationship changes, you can't be mates anymore, and there's grief.
I've got to say, you know, when I was in between girlfriends, I really liked the barmaid there, and I used to stay right to the end to try and get a lift home. And they gave me two lift homes once. Apart from all the free drinks, that's all I got.
I think you haven't mentioned the cocktail.
Don't mention that.
The cocktail. I'll
talk about the specials,
Specials. Because they were special.
Yeah.
I don't remember how special they were. They were that special.
Well, they were special because there's a secret ingredient which I shouldn't go into, but...
Everything is posh.
They were. Are you ready? Are you ready? This is exclusive for Radio Clash. Are you ready for this? The specials at Bastard are vodka, whiskey, tequila, gin, ginger beer, and fresh lime juice.
Wow.
That's it.
It's like a Capirinha with knobs on.
It's like the worst nightmare ever.
I never had one.
Yeah, you did well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people that have.
Let's end it on that. Well,
okay.
That's beautiful.
Well, thanks for being on Radio Clash. And I look forward. I'll be there for the new Bastard.
Muck Bastard.
Muck Bastard.
Yeah.
Muck Bastard.
Really
out, damn bastard.
Muck Bastard. We'll be right back.
that's where it gets. Come on, ho, let's go to the easy rest. When I see ass, titties, ass and titties, ass, ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes. If you are
understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me,
we'll be right back. I hope you enjoyed that. That's Team 9 with Swan Together. That's Tom York versus the Beatles, part of his Stereo Gum blog tracks that he put up at the end of last year. Then before that was a classic from DJ Lance Lockarm. I've been sort of raiding his website for the old stuff that I used to download, 2002, 2003. It's easier than going back to all of my backup CDs. And that's Wouldn't It Be Ecstasy? That's Spaceman 3 versus Beach Boys. I think Spaceman 3 or Spiritualized. I think Spaceman 3. And then before that, someone who's sort of new and haven't really heard much before, A Celebrity Murder Party with Superstitious Jolene. Obviously that's Superstition Bias, I think, Steve Wonder and Dolly Parton. Then before that, I think it's a remake, I'm not sure, but I think this is a remake of something that came out in 1983, but is rare as hen's teeth. It's Bangers and Mash with Billy Dan. That's Steely Dan versus Beat It. Very, very good. But I've seen pictures of I'm sure it was Steely Dan versus Michael Jackson, sort of 12-inch, so that I'm not, that may be a remake from something back in the day, but it's good wherever it's come from. Then before that, something which is a booty classic, and I kind of missed from last year, and I heard it on the booty feed when I was, of course, back to Second Life. They do like pre-booty parties, and then they switch to the booty feed. So it's kind of like virtual nights, you know, so you suddenly get DJing from a, you know, into a real club. The first one they did was one in November when we were playing, so we had like a sort of room of virtual people dancing, you know, from England, dancing along to us doing live DJing, which is kind of mad but cool. So I heard that and a few other things being played, and also the Billy Dan and a few other ones I played today. I heard an Artie Fufkin's set in Second Life, so I have to thank him for that. And then before that was Larry Poppins, or I know Don, When Will I Be Famous? Great remix, another remix of Bros. Before that is an unknown, it's by Unknown, and it's another, it was initially played by Eric Clapton when we were DJing in San Francisco. It's only kind of come to light on the booty site now, and that's Funky Town Kiss, Lip Sync versus Tom Jones. Again, don't know who did that, they never filled in their ID3 tags, did they? No. And before that was DJ Zebra, Happy Friends. I don't know if I... Yeah, before that was an exclusive to the show, a Who Boys track, Friends Stuck in Chemicals, which is off their forthcoming album, mashup album, which isn't going to be released until they've actually got all the tracks done. And then before that was Pop Life by Prince, the Fresh Dance remix. So I hope you enjoyed all the interviews and everything from French Bastard. I got a taste of what it's like, probably the chaos of a Bastard night, but certainly the new venue sounds very exciting, and hopefully it'll happen sometime in February. And also I'll be doing a night sometime very soon, I'll possibly try and find out if I can do one in February, if not March or April. I don't mind doing too close together, because Jeb will be coming over at some time in March or April with his bringing his partner Bob, hopefully. And so we're going to do a night together then. I was going to do one before, and I kind of was very lax about this, and I thought, oh, well, I'm DJing in Bristol. I don't know. So that's fallen through. I might actually do a Ready Clash night in February. It would be good to do them, keep them sort of bi-monthly. No other major news to report apart from, is it snowing? Can't see any snow at the moment. It was snowing today. I was down in Surbiton, and it was like, oh my god, snow! It's all melted, but apparently there's going to be snow tonight as well, so it's getting all very cold. Of course, there was a little bit of snow, massive transport chaos. It was really fucking annoying. It took me over an hour to get in from Surbiton. Nightmare. So this is Radio Clash. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love feedback. I don't know if this is going to be the first show out on Libsyn. I'm switching to Libsyn because I want to upgrade my broadband, because I'm on crappy 512k. If you believe it or not, yes, because it's unlimited, and sadly my provider, as soon as I switch up to 8, I can get a free upgrade to, I think it's 8 megabyte or something, I think it's 8 megabyte or 4, but I get capped, and I would have to actually pay more money, so switching to Libsyn is part of the whole thing of getting more stats, finding out who's downloading the show, but also kind of being able to switch away from MySP, because MySP and my domain host Freddie Clash are the same at the moment, which is a bit dodgy anyway. So that's what, hopefully this might be the first show on Libsyn. If not, it'll be the next couple of shows, and I'll be switching over and then switching ISPs. That'd be great to have like 8 megabyte, because I can get Tiscali. My dad's got Tiscali, and that's 8 megabyte plus free phone calls, and it's actually cheaper than what I'm paying now. So it's like, let's switch. So let me know if anyone's had problems with Tiscali, but then again, I think everyone's had problems with some communication companies, all of them. I'm rambling, and I'm not going to cut this, so I better move on. I've been really getting into non-bootlegs, Roxy Music's first couple of albums, through the Who Boys bootleg that they did using In Every Home a Heartache, and with Ghost Town. So I thought, oh, I must check this out, and I checked them out, and the first two albums are brilliant. I'm not too greatly fond of the stuff, although I don't mind Stranded later on, because I really hate Brian Ferry's voice. But when you're with Brian Eno and you've got this sort of creative tension and this weirdness, but I do have that, means I don't like, I like prog, that would be scary, but they're more kind of proto new wave than prog, really. They get a bit proggy on a few tracks, but they tend to be the later ones. And so I have to end on this sort of odd doo-wop song, which is off, I think it's off the second album, yeah, For Your Pleasure, and it's called Bitter's End, and it's the end of the album, and it's, I'm sure they're singing Piss Off at the end, piss off, and it actually reminds me of, and this is one of the first tracks I heard, and it reminds me of Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. So when I heard that, and also heard some of the tracks, and they reminded me of Pulp, in a way, it just suddenly clicked, and I thought, so it's only taken me 35 years to get into them, but hey. So I'll speak to you soon.
At last the crimson cold cascade to shower dry cold eyes within. Too late to loop the chocolate drop.
Their fountains rinsing forth their gin.
While destiny prepares to fly, the farmyard chorus sings its wake, upstanding anthem to the sky.
Too soon to realize the fate.
Bizarre. You are the raven of October.
Bizarre.
I knew the sign you flew around. Up in the air so high above me, never needed to look down. I never thought I'd be a rover. I didn't even. But now I know you found another. So will someone please find me? Give now the host his clarion to thump, and watch Madeira's farewell duck. Note his reaction, acid to sharp. Should make the Cognoscenti think.
Oh, and I forgot to say hello to my dad. My dad is now listening to Radio Clash. It's funny, I never mentioned it before. So, hello, Dad. Oh, dear, stop swearing. Hide the porn.